Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Very excited today to chat with Lilac Bardavid, who is the CEO of Lily, one of the disruptors in the business banking space. An incredible bank for side hustlers and freelancers, and really one that we've identified as being at the forefront of the business banking space. Lilac, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So give us the 2 to 3 minute version of who Lily is.
So Lily is an all-in-one banking app designed for freelancers. And we started the company to create a better product and a better experience for freelancers, independent workers that are struggling to grow their business and managing and maintain their business. So we thought about making sure that the experience that we are building is going to be solving not just the banking side, but actually every side of making sure that the business is available and make sure that the business is maintained properly in regards to expenses and taxes and financial insights and every pain point a freelancer has when starting a business. So when you're looking at Lily, it's all about creating the best experience to help freelancers on the day-to-day challenges, whether it's their controlling about their finances, managing their business, saving time and money in regards to whatever they want to do. So Lily is actually saving on an average up to 60 hours and $1,700 per year in maximizing your deductibles in regards to taxes, making sure that you're not paying any account fees in regards to banking and more.
So one of the things that really intrigued me about you is that you have this really nice expense categorization feature. I know a lot of freelancers, just when it comes to taxes and managing their expenses and managing their business, that's a real pain point. Can you talk about how Lily users can do that?
Yeah, sure. I think one of the common pain points that every freelancer is actually facing is tracking their expenses. A lot of them are just, you know, trying to sort out receipts, you know, maintaining Excel spreadsheets and so on. And for us, it was about how do we enable a product that will help them save time and money in regards to taxes. So whenever you swipe your Lily card, we pre-categorize the transaction to the specific IRS deduction category. And within the app, the only thing you have to do is just swipe right or left for personal versus business. And once you do that, everything else is pre-populated, so we will generate your income and expense report. You will see how much money you're saving on taxes. So you will always be in a position to maximize your deductibles.
So, and this is all with zero fees, correct?
Yeah, and all in real time.
So one of the questions I'd probably get is, how are you making money if it's free?
So whenever you swipe your card, we are getting interchange fees, which is a fee that is actually being delivered through all of the banks and Visa and the merchants. You're not the one paying those fees.
And is this a credit card and a debit card? Is there a way I can withdraw my money? Can you talk about just how a freelancer can use the Lily card? What is it?
It's a business debit card. And you can add money to the account in many different ways. The best one is to set up direct deposit, but it can also do mobile check deposit, cash deposit. You can use the card to load money through payment apps like Square or Venmo. You can connect it to any of the marketplaces that you're working with. So there are many different ways to fund the account. And then your money is available immediately. You can use it. We encourage you to make sure that you are looking at our financial insights to balance your position in regards to your finances. And everything is very, very simple and easy to use from the app.
Can you talk about invoicing? I know that's a big freelancer pain point. When I was a freelancer back in the day, I spent so much of my time hunting down invoices, just trying to get paid. How does invoicing factor into Lily?
So that's a good one. We just launched today a premium product, which is called Lily Pro. And one of the features that we are proud of in regards to that is the invoicing feature. I think you're right. A lot of the freelancers are not even aware of what does it take to build an invoice, how do you track payments, and so on. So we've built a very, very simple easy to use tool within the Lily app. So within three simple steps, you can just create an invoice. You will be able to share it with your customer from the Lily app and also opt into Lily payments. So you can be able to actually to get paid directly from that specific product to your Lily account. So everything is very integrated within the banking experience, and you can track your payments and reminders and so on.
And this is all available through the same app, correct?
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit more about Lily Pro? How much does it cost? What other features does it have?
Definitely. It costs $4.99 a month. So it's like basically we priced it as a cup of coffee. So it's going to be available and affordable for everybody. And when we are looking at Lily Pro, it's about targeting professional freelancers that are, you know, maintaining their growth of the business and they want to have access to more sophisticated banking and business tools. So within that specific product, you will have access to invoices, as we just mentioned. You also have access to overdraft up to $200. You will be able to save money for emergencies or whatever other reasons, and you will get 1% APY on that on an annual basis. And also advanced expense management and advanced tax savings. So you will be in a position to better manage your business as you grow with scale.
Is there a limitation on that 1% APY in terms of, say, I have $100,000 in my Lily account? Will I get 1% on that, or is there a threshold?
So the only limitation is on how much you can move to a Lily account on a monthly basis, which is $50K. On a monthly basis, but other than that, there is no other limitation.
One of the things that really intrigues me about this is I just got the notice yesterday that my QuickBooks Online subscription price was increasing from $70 to $80 a month, which compared to $4.99 a month for Lily Pro, you've really got an attractive price point, at that level. Is this something that for a freelancer could replace QuickBooks or FreshBooks?
Definitely. If you're looking at the features that we are offering in regards to the expense management, invoicing, payments, and so on, I think the experience that we are offering in our mobile app is one of the best that you can imagine in regards to all of the tools that you need to track your expenses, to maximize your taxes, to save amount for taxes whenever an income hits the account. So I think, if you're looking at the all-in-one experience, it's actually the aggregation of all of the features in just one app is the best option that you can have in regards to saving time, saving money, just focusing on what you love to do best.
So one of the things, the pandemic has clearly motivated consumers to launch businesses. I think last year, Americans launched 5.7 million businesses or started freelancing. One of the questions we often get is, how long is this new banking provider, banking service going to be around? There's a lot of consolidation in the industry. There's a lot of companies that just don't make it. One of the things that I was intrigued by was the fact that you've hit over 200,000 users. So you have a huge user base. You're the exclusive banking partner of the Freelancers Union. You've got a great amount of funding, but it's important for consumers to know that you're a banking service. You're not a bank. Can you talk about what being a banking service means? Have you partnered with a bank? Can you talk about, how a consumer could feel confident in putting their money with you?
Of course. So all of our banking products are offered through our banking partner, which is Choice Financial Group, and it's all FDIC insured. So you can count on us when you're, putting your money into a safe place. I think, if you're looking at the trend right now and then over the last few years in regards to financial products and fintech in general, I think the consumers are actually very appreciative of the products that have been built within the industry. And, in different categories, whether it's banking, lending, investments, and so on. And the mechanisms are in place to make sure that from a compliance point of view and a regulation point of view, we are keeping everything safe. So we're already hitting more than 250K customers. And I think freelancers are actually been working with us since some of them have been working with us for over a year. And you can look at the reviews and the feedback that we are getting. They're very happy with the product and services.
So why did you pick freelancer as opposed to side hustler or entrepreneur? What specific about freelancer resonated with you?
So first, Lily is for everybody. So whether you're a gig worker, a side hustle, you have a self-employed business, or you're just a freelancer, and we are serving everybody full-time, part-time, and so on. I think what's common about all of those different segments is the fact that they're, you know, sharing the same pain points of expenses, managing taxes, financial insights, and so on. The freelance economy, I think it's a good way to position the movement in regards to what is happening right now in the US workforce. I think a gig work is a bit of underestimating the importance of the shift between moving from a 9 to 5 to actually owning your own business. So the freelance economy is a better way to actually incorporate all of those different segments of independent workers that are, you know, practicing different products and services.
And one question on that, who is Lily best for from just a revenue standpoint? Does Lily scale when, you grow your business to $50,000 a month or $100,000 a month? Or can you talk a little bit about, because freelancers ultimately the goal for a lot of them is to grow their business and perhaps even turn their freelancing business into a larger company. Can you talk a little bit about how you can support entrepreneurs as they do that?
So first, our goal is to become the primary account for a freelancer, not just for the business spending, but also for the consumer spending as well. So when we are looking at a freelancer, I think, you know, they are individuals that are maintaining their work and life in just one place. And they have many, many hats, but overall, if you're looking at their business, it's an independent one-person show. So from our point of view, it doesn't make a lot of sense to separate banking from a business and a personal point of view. So the goal is to be able to empower freelancers to manage work and life in just one account. And in that regard, we're actually offering the options to virtually separate and manage your business and personal life within just one account. And I think, you know, freelancers are aiming to, you know, use just one tool, making sure that they are not spending a lot of time and money in different softwares, different banking options, separating accounts, because at the end, it just solves issues for accountants, but not for the freelancers themselves. So when we are looking at the products that we want to offer, we want to be in a position to solve every and each and every challenge that they're facing, whether it's banking, expenses, taxes, insurance, maybe at the future, invoicing, payments. So there are a lot of different aspects of maintaining your business that we want to solve in just one app.
That's really helpful. Thanks for making that clarification. So, are you saying that Lily isn't for the person who starts a second LLC and wants to separate their business and personal accounts? It sounds like this is for the person who doesn't have an LLC and wants to manage everything in one account. Can you clarify that?
Yeah, definitely. We are currently supporting SSNs and DBAs in opening their bank account. We are soon going to be supporting LLCs as well, single-owner LLCs. And if you're looking at the majority of freelancers, they are not incorporated in an LLC formation. It's mainly SSNs and DBAs.
Yeah, I think that's an incredible business opportunity for you as for the people who do want to move from an SBA into an LLC and kind of those pros and cons. Can you talk a little bit about what's the future of Lily? I know asking you this right after you launch Lily Pro with all these new features is probably a bit premature, but you've grown immensely. You have an incredible reputation. You've been on my radar for quite some time. But what's the future? What's your goal? Where's this all headed for you?
So we want to be the go-to solution for freelancers. So, you know, if you're opening a business, if you want to practice self-employed, if you want to do a side hustle, you will think about Lily as a solution. And when we are looking at the product in regards to challenging all of the different pain points and making sure that we are, you know, creating good and simple experiences, we want to move from automation to actually recommendation. So if you think about the Lily product now, it's all about automating your processes. You don't have to invest time and effort to manage your business and so on. But we want to be in a position that we can recommend tools for you. We can recommend how do you manage your expenses, how do you extend your deductibles, how do you grow and scale your business and so on. So I think the future for Lily is moving from automation to recommendation in that regards.
Well, thank you, Lilac Bardavid, CEO of Lily, one of the disruptors in the business banking space. Thank you so much for your time. Where can listeners go to learn more about Lily?
So just go to lily.co to learn more about Lily and Lily Pro.
Well, congratulations on all of your success. We'll be keeping a close eye on what you're doing, and thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you. Have a great day.